The Eucharistic Miracles of the World, presented by the Real Presence Association.
The Eucharistic Miracle of Douai, France, 1254. In the Eucharistic Miracle of Douai, a consecrated host was unintentionally dropped to the ground while a priest was distributing communion to the faithful. Immediately, he bent down to pick up the Holy Eucharist, but the host lifted up in flight and lighted on the purificator. A little later, a wonderful child appeared there, who all the faithful and religious present in the celebration could contemplate. Although more than 800 years have elapsed, even today it is still possible to admire the host of the miracle. All Thursdays of the month in the Church of St. Peter of Douai, many faithful gather in prayer before the miraculous host. Bonum universale de apibus is the work written by an eyewitness of the miracle, the Dominican Father Thomas de Cantimpré, Doctor of Theology and Suffragan, Bishop of Cambrai. On the day of Easter in 1254 in the Church of Saint Amato in Douai, a priest who was distributing Holy Communion unintentionally dropped a consecrated host to the ground. Immediately he bent down to pick up the sacred species, but the host lifted up in flight and lighted on the purificator. A little later, a wonderful child appeared there, who all the faithful and religious present in the celebration could contemplate. The news spread quickly, and the Bishop of Cambrai, Thomas de Cantimpré, came immediately to Douai to verify the facts in person, which he described in this manner. "I went to the dean of the church, followed by many faithful, and I asked to see the miracle. The dean opened the small case in which he had reposed the host of the miracle. But initially, I didn't see anything special. I was conscious, though, that nothing could prevent me from seeing, as was true of the others, the sacred body. I didn't even have time to ask myself this type of question, when I scarcely looked at the host and saw the face of Christ crowned with thorns with two drops of blood that descended on his forehead. Immediately I knelt, and crying, I began to thank God. It is certain that already by the year 1356, that is, one century after the apparition, every year on Wednesday of Holy Week, a feast in memory of the miracle of the Blessed Sacrament was celebrated. And the document which records it indicates that this event was in existence already for a long time. The precious relic of the miracle was conserved and honored until the Revolution. Then all signs of this marvel were lost for many years. In October 1854, the pastor of the Church of St. Peter by chance discovered underneath the Christ in the altar of the dead a small wooden box containing a small host, still white but with damaged edges. A letter written in Latin gives witness. "I, the undersigned canon of the distinguished collegial church of St. Amato, certify it to be real and true host of the holy miracle, which I removed from imminent danger of profanation, and which I have happily collected. I have placed the host in this pyx, and have left this witness, written by my own hand, for the faithful who will discover the sacred miracle in the future. January 5th, 1793.
For more information about the Eucharistic Miracles of the World, including educational resources, visit therealpresence.org.